AmericanExcuse.gov. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We have, over the years, long warned about the dangers in this region. I think last year alone we had about 450 intelligence reports that talked about the factors that were dangerous in the region. Factors like regressive regimes, economic and political stagnation, the lack of freedoms, the lack of reforms. And yet at the same time, it is difficult to predict the future.
There's the director of the CIA, Leon Panetta, testifying before the Senate Select Intelligence Committee on Wednesday of this week about the causes of the uprisings in Tunisia and Iran and Egypt. The spreading protests, what we knew beforehand. That's where we begin this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk host Jay Weber has not been very impressed with the way the Obama administration has handled the situation in Egypt or the unfolding situation in Iran.
I read this morning. Obama defends his handling of Egypt. 3 weeks to the day after his top diplomat described the Mubarak regime as stable, President Obama defended the conduct of his national security team during the revolution that rocked the Middle East. Quote, I think history will end up recording that at every juncture in the situation in Egypt, we were on the right side of history. Again, because they were on all sides. He was asked a question during the midday news conference yesterday on whether he and his aides were too cautious and a step behind the protesters in Cairo. Again, because they took all sides. Initially, they supported Mubarak. Then they were ashamed into supporting the protesters. Then they were still with Mubarak, but they were working to get him to step down eventually. If you remember this, Mubarak came out and he said, I will step down in September after September elections. And if you also remember, Obama's White House even crowed to the press that day. We suggested this. This was our suggestion. This was our suggestion that Mubarak should stay put, but allow for a transitional government and elections in September. This was our suggestion. And they ran around Washington. They looked super ridiculous this day. Obama's advisors and his press secretary ran around Washington saying, this is our idea. Our idea, Mubarak is going to say he's stepping down, but not until September. This is our idea. Give us credit for this. This is our idea. Well, that idea, when Mubarak put it out there that day in Egypt, just made the crowd more angry, made the protesters more angry. And they got even more enraged. So later in the day, the White House was ridiculously doing an about-face, distancing themselves from their own idea. If you were listening, you remember I quoted Obama later in the day essentially saying, I don't like my own idea. It was just fantastic. Just a fantastic farce that comes out of this idiotic White House. And yet the mainstream media gave him coverage. Never reported on how asinine his handling of this was, not even on that day in which he directly contradicted himself. Said his own idea was wrong. And if you remember, that early attempt to claim this was our idea was the Obama White House struggling in any way to try to claim they had a handle on this Egyptian crisis, and they were, quote, managing it. Andrea Mitchell and others, they went out of their way to portray the Obama White House as being on top of this crisis. They're managing it from D.C. And yesterday, we got this line from the president. Quote, what we didn't do was pretend that we could dictate the outcome in Egypt because we can't. Yes, you did pretend that you could dictate the outcome in Egypt. It's what you were doing.
In a talk radio interview, a Middle East expert gives his opinion about the spreading protests and which country's governments are the most vulnerable.
I think Bahrain and Yemen and Jordan would be on the top of my list. Then I think actually Iran. That's the order that I would put. But, of course, in the case of Iran, the nature of the military regime in Iran is very, very different than in Egypt. In Egypt, the military has had very close relationship with the United States and has been very, very supportive of the Egyptian people in the past, and they're admired, whereas in Iran, they're just supportive of the regime and of their own interests. And I think they feel that if anything happens to the regime, the military will lose its own interest, whereas that was not the case in the case of Egypt. I think what's going on has been decades of repression, economic failure in these countries, and I think the youth in all of these countries, by demonstration effect, they don't want to be left behind, and they see this as their chance, and I think this is going to spread, in fact, to the whole Middle East region, without a doubt.
Coming up, more on Egypt and Iran, and we're going to hear about the culpability of the media when they send journalists into dangerous areas as the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with the credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Egypt, Iran, and the other Middle Eastern protests in our focus here. We go to Talko's Bob Del Giorno, who here talks with CBS correspondent Tula Vlahu in Beirut about protests that seem to be sweeping everywhere across the Middle East.
Well, what are you seeing? What's going on in the Middle East with all of the different protests going on?
Well, apparently people feel finally empowered, and they're speaking out, and they want democratic reforms in these countries. They want a voice in their country, a voice in their constitution, and more opportunities that they feel they haven't had up to now. So it's the same thing here in Bahrain. What we saw unfold at Tahrir Square in Cairo, we see unfold here in Bahrain in Pearl Square. The same thing. People are chanting, they're not giving up, and they're demanding that the long-time serving Prime Minister of Bahrain resign.
Don't they have a king over there in Bahrain?
Yes, they do have the ruling family. There is a king, and the king, sometimes he has support among the protesters. Other times he does not. He has apologized, the king, for the shooting of two protesters in the last 2 days by police. That has not really satisfied the demonstrators at all, and they vow to continue their protest, and they have called for a major demonstration on Friday.
Now, we've been talking this morning that most of these demonstrators, as were in Egypt, organized actually through Facebook and Twitter. That's how they reached people in Egypt. They're doing the same thing over in Bahrain.
Yes, they are. In fact, they have their site is called 14th of February because that's when they decided to really push these protests. protests, and they're using bloody bodies of protesters as part of their webpage. But not only that, they're also engaging in old-fashioned methods of making handmade signs and plastering them across Bahrain. Bahrain's not that big. It's only really you can cross it within a half hour, the entire country. But they have signs and posters all over the place announcing these protests, and each and every time I do go to Pearl Square, there are more and more people, and what's extremely evident is the participation and the large participation of women.
That's very interesting. Now, couldn't the government, if they want, hit the off switch like they did in Egypt on the Internet? And has there been any talk about that?
Yes. Well, the problem in Bahrain has one problem. Bahrain has indeed slowed down the Internet. Things aren't going through and you cannot call up websites. But Bahrain is also a financial center. Big Citibank is here. A lot of big other financial centers are here. So if they were to turn off the Internet, they would lose a lot of money, as would the companies here, as would the clients of these companies. So they can't completely shut it off. As a financial center, they have to keep the system going somewhat.
Greg Jarrett now talking to L.A. Times photojournalist Carolyn Cole about the role of the news media in these dangerous situations after news got out that reporter Laura Logan was sexually assaulted and beaten by a mob of protesters in Cairo last week.
When you heard this story involving Lara, what was your initial reaction?
I was completely shocked. I just heard about it yesterday. Although I had left before the actual celebration started, earlier in the week, the crowd had been, the mood had been really one of unity. And even the Egyptian women were commenting how this was one of the first times they'd been able to, you know, congregate with so many men and not feel uncomfortable. So I was really shocked to hear that that had happened to her.
Let me point out that you have been in some of the worst places on earth, Monrovia in Liberia. You have been in Iraq on a regular basis. You have reported... Is this something that you, in the back of your mind, think to yourself, if I'm in these places, I'm putting myself in a position, a man may be beaten and killed, but they may go further with me?
No, I never think about that. I mean, I really just focus on my job and why I'm there. And, you know, normally in these situations, especially when there's civil unrest, most people around the world understand the role of the media. And in most cases, they want the media there to tell their side of the story. So this was very surprising. I just feel like it was a group of disgruntled people who entered the square after security sort of was let down and, you know, just wanted to take revenge. I just was really shocked to hear about that.
Now, they were chanting things earlier last week, we hate Americans, Americans get out. So there was that image of Westerners. Have you ever been in a situation where the anti-Western sentiment was so visible and you felt yourself in danger?
Well, there was one moment during the week last week when the first day that the pro-Mubarak forces showed up, I had actually been away from the square working on another feature story and arrived just as that clash was beginning, and didn't realize that I was entering the pro-Mubarak side of the rally, and was quickly sort of kind of accosted and shuffled out. And as I was leaving, I did see a group of men that were beating up one of the photographer friends that I've known for a very long time, a very experienced journalist. So, you know, I did see that happening. I was just very fortunate that they didn't, you know, that group didn't come after me. I mean, it can happen at any time. Egyptians also are very proud of their country, so they didn't want certain things shown. For instance, the rioting, some of the buildings that had been looted, you know, they really were insistent that we not take pictures of those buildings. Of course, we have to, but, you know, there were certain things that even the anti-Mubarak forces didn't want shown. So you have to be very careful and try to read each situation individually.
You can find out more about this or any of the other topics on the Countdown by visiting the Talk Radio Countdown section at DougStephan.com. You can also find connections there to find us on Facebook and Twitter. Leave your comments there or just email me, Doug@DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. Gets it here very quickly.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen, you're talking about what the talk radio folks are yakking about this week. That includes Laura Logan, the reporter who was assaulted and beaten in Cairo. She isn't the only American journalist who was injured by the protesters. The latest information indicates that as many as 50 members of the news media may have been assaulted while covering this story. Is it their own fault? Is the network to blame for sending them into harm's way, into this volatile situation? In Kentucky, host Mandy Cannell talked about Laura Logan and whether or not her bosses at CBS ought to be blamed for what happened to her.
I am in no way, shape, or form suggesting, intimating, inferring, or in any way, shape, it's saying that this is in any way, shape, or form Laura Logan's fault. That is not at all what I am about to say. I do think that this is one of the perils that faces women in combat situations, covering stories like this that we don't talk about. It's one thing to advocate for equal opportunity for everyone. It is one thing to advocate that women have the exact same opportunities for men, but we have to have a conversation about the fact that women are far more likely to be attacked, sexually assaulted, beaten than men are. It's a simple matter of biology, first of all, of perceived weakness, second of all, and the fact that there are evil men, and by no stretch of the imagination am I implying, inferring, or saying that this in any way, shape, or form applies to all men. So really, I'm not even, you know, suggesting that. But there are evil men who use rape as a tool against women to either oppress them, to suppress them, to control them, to demean them. And it's not a tool of violence that they necessarily use against men because of the stigma of homosexuality. And like my husband said yesterday, this isn't prison. You know, I do think that it is. I wonder how much responsibility CBS News bears in this. And I don't want to say that this is just CBS News putting their female reporters in harm's way, because there are a lot of women who are reporting for every news organization that are traveling to war zones, that are traveling into dangerous areas. I mean, remember Ashley Banfield? Ashley Banfield in the beginning of the Afghanistan war, they started calling her Ashley Talibanfield. Very attractive woman, and they send her to Afghanistan into these war zones. I mean, do the news organizations bear some responsibility for this? Now, I would think, I've seen enough interviews with Lara Logan, I would think that Lara Logan probably actively advocated to go and cover this story. She is the chief CBS News foreign correspondent. She didn't get to be the chief CBS News foreign correspondent by not doing things like this. But then the mother in me comes out, and she just had a child. I don't know if she just had a child. She was pregnant not too long ago, so I'm assuming that she just had a child because we did not hear anything to the contrary. But I don't know. I think that, you know, since I've become a mother, I am, I guess, more cautious. And I think to myself, how are you going to put yourself in a situation where you could leave your children childless? Men do it all the time, though. I don't know. This is something that I struggle with because I'm a big believer in my own way I am my own brand of feminist. I want women to have the choices to do the things, to pursue the dreams that they have and not be held back because they are women. If that choice is to stay home, though, I support that just as much as the choice to go into some foreign, you know, situation. I just wonder if, you know, I think intellectually Lara Logan probably knew that there was danger, but I don't think you could possibly imagine that this could happen to you.
Now it's your turn. Was this just a danger of the job, or do you think women ought to not be allowed to cover this kind of conflict? 800-510-8255. Your call is coming up next as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org. Home of the incredible edible egg.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Talk Radio Top 10.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, continuing with our focus on what's happened in Egypt, and especially to this Laura Logan, the CBS reporter. Here host Outlaw Dave speaks about the attack and what the network has said about it. We're focused on whether CBS is at fault. Your calls at 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
4 days ago, Laura Logan, a CBS reporter, was viciously attacked and sexually assaulted by a group of men in Cairo. She was on duty reporting the events that had been happening, including the resignation of Egyptian President Mubarak. Laura reportedly lost her group in the commotion of events and was brutally assaulted in a sexual manner before a group of women came to her aid. Now, Cairo isn't the first high-intensity mission for Miss Laura Logan. She became one of the world's most respected reporters when she covered the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. Despite her efforts in previous high-profile missions, after this week's brutal beating, many network executives are questioning whether it's best to put female reporters at all, especially, I guess, in Cairo. CBS executive Ron Shutter says, look, it's terrifying what happened to Laura. We would be irresponsible to not have internal conversations about if young female reporters should ever be put in such dangerous situations. However, the last thing we want to do is blame the victim for being female. You see, what happened to Laura on February 11th was absolutely inexcusable, but should, as they say at CBS, should in no way prompt executives to pull all female reporters from all high-profile events. Or is that irresponsible?
You know what? This is, given the fact that, well, we all are focused, it seems, I say we collectively, it seems the world of conversation radio is focused on the fact that she's a woman, mostly because the stations that are right of center want to have this as an issue, like they want to have whether women should be in the service as an issue, women should do this, women should do that, women, which is a bunch of it's horse manure. There are attacks that happen, and this happened to be one that was unfortunately sexual, but where do we come up with these nonsensical ideas? We're not going to have women in the field because all women are the same and they can't take care of themselves. Is that really what it is? All women are the same.
it's childish have these arguments, or at least make these statements, but yet there are plenty of them floating around. 800-510-8255. All right, let's get to your calls, and starting with Russell, who's in Texas, with what he's thinking about this.
You need to shut it down. I get sick and tired of hearing about the Easter and hearing the cultures and all that crap. Culture doesn't mean nothing. It was wrong. This poor lady should not have suffered what she suffered. You know, we need to be America again. Our problem is we try to bend over backwards for every culture that we have, but yet we forget about our own. And it's just ridiculous that this poor lady had to go through that, and we're not going to do it. You know, cut it all out. Quit giving them what they need. That's the only problem. You know, we train them. They come back. They kick our butts. And yet we still keep trying to help them out. You know, we don't help ourselves out. We give $1 billion a year to these people. What could that $1 billion do for us and our borders and for our hungry? And you know, our government is just a crackpot is what it is. And, you know, this America is not America like it used to be. And we need to become America again. We need to take care of ourselves.
All right. The good old days. Let's bring them back. 800-510-8255. Elizabeth in Louisiana. Female reporters on her mind.
Even though, yes, I completely agree with male and female, y'all are equal, yes. But they're in a different region. They do not believe as we do. You know, they treat women like crap, to be completely honest. You know, if she's insisting on going, at least give her extra security. You know, anyone going into that kind of situation should have a tremendous amount of security, but especially a woman. You know, if it was anywhere else in the world, if it was, you know, Britain or wherever, they could have the same amount of security. But if you're in the Middle East, absolutely, the woman should have more security.
All right, more for women. Women, some women want to have different treatment, and some women want to be treated the same. What do we do about men? Men need to be treated equally. 1984, all pigs are equal. Some pigs are more equal than others. David in Rhode Island, the government and the focus here.
It's in a man's core being to protect women, but that is in the United States, and that is in some other countries as well. But in other countries where the culture is so different, they look at women as dirt. And for that woman, I feel so bad for her, for what has happened to her. You know, it was a poor judgment call on whoever, whether she made the decision to go herself or if her news agency told her she had to go, or, you know, you don't really know how that went down. But, I mean, for those people over there, and we do need news agencies there to report to let us know what's going on. But the way they treat women, women are looked upon as nothing to them. And when our government says everybody needs to get out of Egypt, I think that should be included in news reporters also.
All right. When you're told to get out, get out. 800-510-8255. Let's listen to sort of, as I've said, when we put this program together, we monitor 40, 50 different radio stations and programs around the country of all stripes, whether they be left or right, and talk television as well. So here are some of your calls edited as you think out loud about the attack on Laura Logan.
The thing I found interesting about the Laura Logan situation was this morning in the Courier-Journal. There was a little blurb piece about it on page A3. Yet Anderson Cooper, whom I hardly consider a serious journalist, he goes over there and gets slapped in Cairo, and we're at DEFCON 2.
I was just going to say I'm very sorry for what happened to her, but I believe that that was her job, and she evidently decided to go. And unfortunately, I feel very, very sorry for her, but that was her decision. And knowing the way they do treat women, I just feel that they should not have let her go. But if she insisted on going, that's her position, that's her job, and therefore she has to pay the consequences, unfortunately.
I was in Afghanistan in 08 and 09, and we had a female that was with us on patrols, and she ended up getting killed, actually, and I just didn't think it was the right place for her to be.
By her being raped and actually gang raped in the Middle East, she would be stoned for being an adulteress. You know, they don't take the men and sentence them. It's the women, the victims, who are stoned and put to death. And secondly, I think that the reason the press made so much of Anderson Cooper getting beaten up, as well as Greg Polcutt, is because it was during the revolution. And who did the press blame It was the pro-government people.
What could the news organizations do? I mean, if they don't send her, then the feminist groups are going to sue. And I just don't understand how they have any choice but to let her do what she's wanting to do.
You know, I'm hearing a lot of ignorance here. I don't know about you, but it's like this country's sliding backwards or something when it comes to when it comes to how we've grown. There's a push and pull, and it's pretty uncomfortable. You notice the feeling, isn't it? A little bit uncomfortable. 800-510-8255. Tim in New Orleans is focused on Laura Logan as well.
I don't hold the people, the country, responsible. I think what they're going to have to do is investigate this, because it's too simplistic for me to think it's a mob mentality at this point. I think the events leading up to what happened to her, if you look back, Richard Engel of MSNBC was attacked, Anderson Cooper of CNN was attacked, and I believe a Fox reporter was also attacked by a mob. They were hit in the face. Now, to me, that is something that needs to be looked at the Promobar government at that time, because they had their goons out there doing certain things to the anti-government group. I think they have to, the State Department has to look into this from a government standpoint to another government standpoint, because that could be a government involvement from the deported Mubarak.
Right.
I think it's too simplistic to believe that 200 people just all of a sudden up in an ante just decided to rape a Western. I think these people were sending a strong message to the media over here that if you come over into this part of the world, you will pay a price. You will pay a heavy price, because the Richard Engels and the Anderson Coopers, they got lucky.
Yeah. It's her fault. All right. Let's take a break here. There's a little bit of steam coming out of my ears. What about yours? 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Attention, Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
Adults spend up to 90% of their time indoors and inhale approximately 2,300 gallons of air a day. But extended exposure to pollutants in the air can cause eye, nose, and throat irritation, respiratory problems, headache, fatigue, and even allergy symptoms. However, homeowners do have the power to combat indoor air pollutants and improve their home's air quality. One common first line of defense is a home air filtration system. For example, the Carrier Infinity air purifier. It not only traps pollutants, but also uses a unique ionization process to kill bacteria, viruses, and mold, which standard air cleaners can't do. The whole home purifier, installed in line with the ductwork of a home's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system, repurifies the air as many as 8 times an hour, removing a majority of pathogens, allergens, and pet dander. In fact, the Infinity air purifier cleans more than 100 times more air than some of the popular portable units. For more information on improving your indoor air quality, visit www.residential.carrier.com.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
800-510-8255. The president has called Laura Logan to wish her well. She told him, apparently, according to the press office in the White House, that she'd be back at work. So are we making too much of this or not? 800-510-8255. Let's see what new thoughts Steve in Youngstown, Ohio, has about this. Welcome to the Countdown. You're on Steve Live. Hi.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sure.
First off, I was a little appalled by some of the callers saying, blaming the people who were being attacked, when really it should be the responsibility of the stations themselves. I know someone who went over there myself, and they had some pretty buff security guards around them the entire time, and that, you know, stopped them from having their anuses blown out. So it worked out well.
Yeah, it is kind of silly to blame the people themselves for the circumstances. I agree with that. Christelle in Portland, Oregon, you're on the Countdown. Hello.
Hi. What I'd like to say is I'm a security guard, a private security guard, and only in America can I have the opportunity to do that. I'm originally from Mexico, and I'm really sorry for the news reporter in Egypt who got assaulted. It was her choice to go there. I'm sure it was her choice, and I applaud her for doing that. But I do think that she should have extra security personnel with her if that's what she chooses to do.
It's interesting in this world, thank you for the call, ma'am, that these people who are working for a big outfit aren't on assignment, but they choose their assignments. I find that interesting. All right, let's wrap this up. We have some more from Egypt coming up in a few moments, but back to some of your edited calls. We've had a ton of calls on this. We've worked hard to get more of your calls so that we have different perspectives. Here we are with a number of the edited calls on Laura Logan.
I think that to lay this on CBS's doorstep, I can assure you that if you look at Ms. Logan's history, she was born and brought up in South Africa. She understands that continent. I assure you that being their chief foreign affairs correspondent, they probably suggested she not go, and she probably demanded the right to stand in the way of the hurricane.
I just don't know what they were thinking when they sent her over there into such a volatile situation in a country where women are regarded less than dogs. And did she just agree to it? Is it in her contract? I mean, I think that she didn't think it was as serious as it is, because I would never, I've been a cop for 30 years, I would never put myself in harm's way knowing that there's probably no way out and no one there to help me.
I think we need to quit looking out and start looking in. President Obama, I think he would do good by calling out this guy at CBS and asking him, you know, what the hell were you thinking? Here we are in the middle of a, you know, we're trying to walk the line and trying to wait and see how this plays out, and you're going to send a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman into the middle of all this. You know, have you lost your mind?
Think of this way. When we have a hurricane down here, and we see some of these dumb-butt reporters on the beach with the worst of the storm coming overhead, and they get smacked with debris and everything, and say, what the hell are you doing out there? What were you doing in that hotel? What were you doing on that beach? What was she doing there? You know, I'm not blaming, I've never blamed her. I'm not excusing the crowd, but if your wife was a reporter, did you want her going over there? No way.
These reporters know
all of them know what they're getting into when they sign up for that kind of business. You can't, they embed it with our military, they're taking their lives in their own hands.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com. And listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Work with us.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The history of the world is changing, and a lot of the focus this week, last week, for this month, and as we begin the year, is on this unrest in the Middle East, and it has spread to Libya. Hundreds of protesters have taken to the streets there, no doubt inspired by the protests in Egypt and also neighboring Tunisia. There are fires blazing this morning, a police shooting, witnesses demonstrating that they are in favor of getting rid of the longtime leader there. In Bahrain, riot police stormed the big square in the capital of Manama and drove out anti-government protesters with tear gas and rubber bullets. A couple of protesters were killed there. And another news reporter was beaten, this one from ABC. So this is not over yet. Radio host Mike McConnell talked to a history professor named Tom McRaltis about what's going on, the protesting that's continuing in the Middle East.
Typically, what happens in a situation like this, and it's not that we have, you know, a long track record of countries of democratic overthrows like this, but people get that first taste of freedom. Is this how you would have expected them to react?
Actually, if we look into the historical past in the Western world, we actually do have a long track record.
All right.
And what it reveals is exactly what's playing itself out and what I talked about last week, and that is that you create very, very high expectations. So it doesn't surprise me that once the dictator's overthrown, you've got everybody from the police to teachers to the reporters to everybody saying, hey, I need a salary raise. My life isn't very good. When are we going to see things being better? And by the way, 6 months is not acceptable for elections. We don't want any more military rule and so on. And, of course, trying to pull things back to some kind of normalcy is very, very challenging because, you know, removing the strong man doesn't immediately bring heaven to earth. It doesn't
Right.
do it in the long run. There's still an awful lot of difficult issues to take care of.
All right, let's jump to Iran real quick, where the last time the opposition reared itself, people turned out in massive numbers. There was a massive clampdown on the part of the government. A lot of people were killed in the streets. Some people were arrested and executed at a later date. Does that tend to keep people from getting back out into the streets the next time opportunity presents itself?
Well, obviously it hasn't, because it seems as though that they've taken great heart from what's gone on in Egypt. Iran is a very internally divided. It's ethnically, religiously, politically internally divided. A large part of the dynamic of Ahmadinejad's strategy towards provoking the West is to, in fact, impose a kind of unity in the face of crisis.
Right.
Create an incident that then forces Iranians, Freudian slip there, to rally around defending their nuclear program or their country from foreign attack. But the fact is, left alone, you know, it's not impossible to see some kind of change taking place. Now, you know, its instruments of repression are more extensive and, you know, well, you know, I'm not even sure about that. We said that about Egypt. On the other hand, so far, they've already stood down one mass protest, and they show every intent of doing the same with this one.
Well, I guess the numbers I'm reading about Iran are saying tens of thousands in the street. That doesn't measure up to the last go-round, does it?
The highest number I heard was 3,000, or maybe I'm confusing it with Yemen, but I don't know that it does. But I also don't know that we really have accurate information. They have a much tighter hold on news getting out. So the exact numbers, how extensive, and so on. But we know it's not just the capital, Tehran. It's in other cities as well. The question is, you know, is it sustainable? To the point of, you know, of you know, a change, you know, of imposing some kind of change, and it's not clear yet that that's the case. I think Yemen, on the other hand, is a far more fragile state and a far more worrisome one in terms of its potential to be toppled.
Mike McConnell talking to history professor Dr. Tom McCullis. There are revolutionary rumblings in Pakistan. There was an order put out to arrest the former president there, Musharraf. All over the world, things are getting hot. I wonder if it'll get hot here. Here's another excerpt from a talk radio program hosted by Ray Appleton. Here he speaks with Professor Raymond Tanter on the way the protests seem to be spreading.
All of a sudden, we have, we've got Algeria, we've got Egypt, we've got all of these countries that are screaming for to get rid of their leaders. They're making some democratic overtones and this, that, and the other thing. Why now? What seems to be in the air that is moving some of these Middle Eastern countries out into the open and protesting their leadership?
Well, Ray, all dictatorships must fall. A friend of mine wrote a book called All Wars Must End. But all revolutions, all dictatorial regimes must fall because they lack popular legitimacy.
No legitimacy. I thought that was the key there. The regimes will fall because they don't have popular legitimacy. Is that the case here in America? Food for thought, isn't it, huh? At 59 past the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here, involved in the conversation on this hour of the Talk Radio.